The first reading is Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 10, the three visitors. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife, Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Let's just pray, if we may. Lord, guide us and lead us as we hear your word today. Help us to understand and to obey your word to us. Amen. Excuse me, I'm just going to adjust the stand. It'll balance, I'm sure. Good. Thank you, Susie and Emma, for those readings. What great readings those are, aren't they? They're actually the standard readings for the fifth Sunday after Trinity in year C, the year when we read from St. Luke's Gospel. And the lectionary, which lays out all the readings for us Sunday by Sunday, gives preachers a wide selection from the Bible. And the point of that is so that you don't get all my favourite bits and my favourite hobby horses every month. So in Genesis 18, imagine the scene. It's a really hot day. The sun's blazing down. We're going to enjoy that in the next few days, I know. And Abraham is sitting in the doorway to get the cool breeze. And God has promised him a son of his own, but he's 99 years old. That's a bit older than most of us, isn't it? Yeah. And he's struggling to believe that it could happen now. And then three strangers turn up, walking through the heat haze towards him. And Abraham gets up to offer them a drink and a rest. And something tells him that these visitors are VIPs. They're no ordinary strangers. And so he gets the best for them. Our Bible story even says he ran to the herd to find a calf. He gives them big respect. Now, in the nomadic cultures of the Middle East, a traveller, people on a journey, they're always respected, always looked after and cared for. They knew how dangerous journeying was in the Middle East. But there's something extra here. You get the impression that Abraham had a funny feeling about these guys, that there was something extra about them. Was this somehow a visitation from God? Were these people like angels from God? Hebrews 13 says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." And actually, if you look through your Bibles, there are lots of instances where people see a person, a man, and they think, "That's funny." And then the person speaks, and lo and behold, they're speaking the words of God directly. I wonder if you've ever had that feeling, that this is a visit from God, that this person in front of you is somebody special. Don't dismiss that gut feeling. Instead, look for God, welcome the visitation. Not all angels have wings. And then verse 10 makes it clear. Yes, this is the Lord on a home visit, telling Abraham and Sarah that the time has finally arrived for their very own child to come, for the promise to be fulfilled. Now, we know, of course, a baby takes 9 months, but this was for a year from now. So this promise, it needed a bit of faith. They needed to believe that Sarah would get pregnant when she was already well past it. It really did need a miracle from God. So the question for them, would they trust God? Would they believe that the miracle could happen? Or would they try and sort it out themselves as they had done previously? A good question, isn't it? In your life, can you trust God and hold on for him? Trust him to give you your heart's desire? Or do you try to fix it yourself with your own resources? Abraham managed to hold on, and a year later, the promise was fulfilled, and their son Isaac was born. Then our New Testament reading that Emma read to us, Luke, gives us the story of Martha and Mary. And we find that story quite familiar, don't we? Do we sit with the guests, or do we bustle around in the kitchen doing all the practical things? We're told that Martha was the homeowner. She was the one, the responsible sister, the one who actually issued the invitation to Jesus. While Mary, well, she looked like she wasn't doing much. She just sat at the Lord's feet listening. And so Martha complains to Jesus about Mary. Why doesn't Martha talk to Mary directly? Good question. Don't know. Maybe Mary doesn't respond to Martha as she hopes. Maybe she's asked her already to give her a hand. Maybe Martha hopes Jesus will have a bit more authority than she does, that if Jesus tells her to go into the kitchen and help, that'll have some, if you like, a bit more clout. So Martha's asking Jesus to, as some people say, fire her bullets for her on her behalf. Or maybe she's trying to avoid a direct conflict with her sister, asking Jesus to do it instead. Or maybe Martha's resentment is actually at Jesus himself. Jesus, who's turned up out of the blue, bringing quite a large crowd of followers with him, a large following, and he's created all this kitchen work for her to do. So Martha addresses Jesus as Lord. But Mary's actually seen the importance of sitting at his feet, listening. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what's better, and it will not be taken away from her. This is the Lord, and he's right there with them in their house. He's the Saviour, and Mary reckons that is the most important thing. What's your character? I don't mean are you Martha or Mary. Most of us, I think, have a bit of both. Maybe a better question is, in what situations are you a bit like Martha, rushing round, doing all the practical things for other people? And when are you like Mary, just quietly sitting and listening to the Lord? Serving others is not wrong. Martha was doing good things. And actually, that's in the heart of Jesus too, isn't it? Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Jesus cared for the poor and needy. And in the end, Jesus laid down his life for each and every one of us as he died on the cross. He was indeed the servant king. One pastor in America looks for fat people. F-A-T stands for faithful, available, and teachable. Faithful meaning a person who doesn't give up on faith when times get tough, but still trusts in God and keeps following Jesus. Maybe that's like Abraham and Sarah. That was the challenge to them, wasn't it? Would they be faithful? Would they hold on and trust God? Available meaning Christians who are willing to serve and don't have multiple reasons why they can't be there that day, and there's lots of other things that they have to give attention to and so on. Well, maybe that's like Martha. Martha was there, available, serving, looking after people. And teachable people, well, they don't have all the gifts already, and they know that, but they're willing to learn and take instruction. Maybe Mary was a little bit like that, sitting at the feet of Jesus, learning and picking things up. So Martha wasn't wrong. She had the right spirit of service, but perhaps the wrong spirit of anxiety and resentment at her sister. And maybe the wrong timing, because this was the time to be at the feet of Jesus. I think Martha and Mary are like the two aspects of spirituality, and we need both of them. To be physically healthy, for example, you need good food in and you need good exercise out. And Mary was feeding her soul. She was taking in from Jesus. Martha was serving, giving out. And Christians who serve all the time and are always doing things and perhaps not getting around to reading their Bibles and praying or sitting at the feet of Jesus worshipping. If you're like that, then you can easily grow dry and tired and exhausted and give up. I know clergy who are like that, and indeed church wardens, perhaps particularly in small churches where there's a lot to do and only a few people who are willing to do it. It can get a bit like this, a bit Martha-ish. On the other hand, Christian consumers, often people gravitate towards larger, successful churches and choose which preachers they like best and perhaps give them flashcards like Strictly Come Dancing and so on. That's a bit like people who eat lots of rich food and don't get around to exercising. And we all know the result when you live like that. So God looks for Christians with character, F-A-T, the faithful character of someone like Abraham, holding on to God, even when testing times come. Available, the character of Martha, there, serving, willing, present when needed. And teachable, like Mary, willing to receive, to learn, to sit at the feet of Jesus. So here's a question. Which aspect of Christian character do you and I need to work on most? And how might we actually do that this week? How might we work on being faithful, available, and teachable? Maybe there's one of those that leaps out to you. Let's pray for opportunities from God that he might help us to grow that aspect of Christian character. Let's pray. Lord, guide us and lead us this week, and help us to be faithful and available and teachable by you. Let's just take a moment's pause in the quiet and let God speak to us.